Welcome back to Judgmental Pod. I am your host, Hunter Nelson.
And I am Lindsay Butler.
Welcome back. I already said that, but just welcome back more. Welcome more back. We're gross. Here. Why?
So gross.
Why?
Welcome more back.
Yeah.
Ew.
What does that even mean?
Exactly.
I don't know if it's gross. It's kind of a... It's not a sentence. It's gross
because it doesn't mean anything.
It's not a sentence. I don't know.
It's not a statement. It's not a sentence. It's nothing. It's not a sentiment. It's dumb.
Well, welcome back and welcome more back. I don't know. Let's jump in. What do you got for me? What have you done? What have you been up to?
I got bangs.
Oh, you did. I didn't notice until right now.
Whatever, we already talked about this. And you noticed them. I've been sewing a lot. I've been working a lot. I've been choreographing on my various classes for their fucking recital. And I gave a move to my girls that are in my lower level, and it fucking like blew their goddamn brains out, and they couldn't understand how to do it. And I've spent the last 3, maybe 4 weeks trying to get them, because I don't spend the whole class working on the recital, because I'm there to teach them how to dance better, not to teach them a recital dance. So I don't spend...
You're working more on, like, basics and, like, moves.
Technique.
Yeah.
I don't spend a whole bunch of time on the piece, because I have until June, so, like, I don't do it. But with them, I'm starting to feel like if I want to have, like, a nice piece for their recital, like, I need to spend more time on it because they're fucking dumb.
How old are they?
They're young. So they're not actually dumb.
They're just young.
They're young.
And all young people are stupid. Yeah.
Full of cum and whatever.
Let's hope they're not.
But I like flipped out on them this week because this one fucking step, and it's because it requires them to do something with, like, being connected to another dancer, and then to do it in a circle, and then also to move in a circle. So it's a waltz. It's a waltz step.
I'm also confused by this move, and I can't do it.
Okay, so picture, like, a ballroom floor and couples waltzing around it, right? So they're moving in tandem with one another, but they're also moving about the floor.
Got it.
Okay. So that's what that's what I've been desperately trying to teach them to do.
Do you want to try to do it right now? We'll just do it really quick for the listeners.
Yeah, real fast. And their tiny little brains have been blown out of their skulls trying to do it, and I am just not one for patience with that. And so I had them a couple days ago, and I was breaking it down to, like, the blueprints, the brass tacks of the movement. And then two of them were, like, talking to each other, and I lost my mind, because they weren't talking about, you know, what we were doing. And I was like, both of you, your mouths are stapled shut. Unless you have a question for me, you don't speak again in this class. It's like, I'm trying to teach you a move that none of you can do, and you always complain to me about how you want to have a longer pieces in the show, but you don't have the capacity to learn anything.
Jesus. You're a real hard ass, huh?
When it comes to it, like, that's some truth talk. You want to dance more in the show? Well, then you need to fucking learn what I'm giving you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can't handle it.
And that was your last class you taught.
No, but I have been thinking that I should tell the woman that I work for that I just, like, I can't teach this younger level. Like, I teach another class that's, it's floor bar, and it's open level, but there's a lot of young girls in it, and they fucking piss me off so bad. And I've just gotten way more hands-on with it, and it's a lot of, like, stretching and stuff, and I just come up to them and fucking force them into these stretches.
You're gonna snap someone's hamstring.
No, I know, because I'm a massage therapist, I know the end feel, I know how far they can go, and I won't push them past that, I won't. But I make them do it, as opposed to them, like, being like, I can't grab my ankle. I'm like, yes, you can. Your foot is almost at your head. You can do this. It's just laziness. Laziness and being stupid. And it, oh, my God. It's just dealing with kids. Kids that you don't have, like, an innate, like, emotional attachment to.
You just can't handle it.
No. Like, I can't deal with the young ones. I can't. My oldest girls are my last class on Monday, which is my longest day. And that is such a relief, because all of my classes have set combinations that I change out, you know, like, quarterly. And I just run through it with them, and it's perfect. I can just give them corrections about what they're doing, but I don't have to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. So it's a nice little relief from the rest of the night.
It just proves to me that I don't have the patience for children when it comes to, like, teaching. I mean, even when it comes to my stepkids, I'm like, I lose my mind about why are there clothes all over the floor in your room when I told you to pick them up? Why? And I guess it's because I was always a very neat child, but I'm sure that I was raised that way. And
so anything else, like my chair of clothes over there is giving you anxiety.
A little.
Yeah.
But I mean, I also have a chair where I keep clothes that I'm going to, like, keep using throughout the week before I wash them. Yeah. I have that as well.
Yeah.
But these things are just pure laziness. My stepdaughter's room looks like it was bombed.
I get that.
Her closet, her floor, there's bowls of old cereal everywhere. And I used to, like, clean it up, but I don't anymore because
now you take them and you throw them at the wall.
Is old enough, and she will get to it when she gets to it. And if that cereal bowl molds over beforehand, well, that's her fucking problem. And that's gross, and she'll have to deal with it. But Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think they're, like,
so messy, and, like, I am an only child, so I only know my own experience, but I was neat, and maybe I was innately neat, and then I was also encouraged to be neat, but I don't understand the mess and the laziness.
It might not be laziness as much as, like, my mom is very neat, and, like, her house is always clean and, like, spotless. And...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for me, like, because I'm a rebellious little fuckhead. When I was younger, like, because of that, like, it made me not want to clean things. Like, I think that's kind of why I am how I am. Like, I'm not a neat person by any means. Like, I don't think I'm dirty, but, like, clutter doesn't bother me because I was, like, it was, like, just beat into me. Not actually, but, like, like, just, like, I was so used to everything having to be so neat. And, like, once I got my own place, it was, like, I don't have to worry about, like, this anymore. And I can just kind of do things what I want. So now, like, I don't know, I almost kind of like a little bit of clutter. It's, like, it's okay. Like, I don't have to worry about it. It's, like, I was always worried before about, like, if I leave something out, like, fuck. And now I'm, like, on my own. And I'm, like, yeah, I can just kind of do whatever I want. So now I'm kind of a, kind of gross. So it might just be that. Like, when you push, a lot of times when you push kids, like, either they're going to, like, you were just okay with it. Me, I'm just rebellious by nature. So anything you tell me to do, I instantly just go to the opposite. I don't want to do it. The best way to get me to do something is to tell me to do the opposite of what you want me to do. You'll trick me right into doing it. I'm a fucking asshole idiot. Predictable asshole idiot. But yeah, as a kid, I was the same way. So a lot of times, yeah, it's just they're just rebelling because they know it pisses you off. Or like they're just like that's a way for them to express individuality a little bit. Even if it's, you know, or they're just messy.
No, they're just messy.
Yeah.
They're fucking messy. And the thing with my stepdaughter is that she can be so clean. She is by far the most, like, discerning about what's clean and what's not clean. And when she wants to clean her room, that shit will be clean. But it doesn't happen very often. And the boys just don't give...
They don't care.
...any fucks. No. They don't care.
In mine, like, I'm different. Like, if I live with people, like, common areas I keep clean. Like, that's, like... Because I don't want to, like, put my shit into somebody else's shit. Like, that's... Then I'm being, like, an asshole.
I'm not even that clean. I'm tidy.
Yeah.
But I'm not clean.
You're not, like, a neat freak.
I'm not, like... disinfecting shit all the time.
You just don't like
my
stuff.
Shower is, it needs help, but like
it's its own ecosystem.
But you can walk in there and be like, okay, this is a normal space. I'm not like mortified looking at it, but I'm not clean.
Yeah, I get that.
But I think tidiness, okay, there's like that saying, cleanliness is a virtue.
Oh, okay.
Or cleanliness is next to godliness. Tidiness is next to okayness. And that's me.
The well-known virtue of tidiness is next to okayness.
Yes.
So if you take anything away from this podcast, please take that away.
Tidiness is next to okayness.
Yes.
And that's the title of this
was episode. Exactly what I was thinking. What else? Just messy kids and dumb kids? A lot of kids.
My stepkids are messy, but they're very smart. My children that I teach are, I love them, but they're so fucking dumb. They make me crazy. But then they also light up my life, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of give and take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this has been a million years.
It's been a while.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Oh.
So that's what, okay, I've been doing
then
nothing.
Okay, let's move on.
I've been dieting hardcore, so I just, like, have just not left my house a lot. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been trying to avoid, also, like, I have a bunch of shit coming up, so I'm trying not to spend as much money, which I'm bad at, so I've just been sitting at home watching movies. Let's see. Oh, one thing I thought of this week that's very random. One of my armpits sweats way more than my other one. I don't know if that's a normal thing.
I don't know.
My left armpit sweats excessively, and my right armpit, like, doesn't sweat. And I don't understand it. And I think my left one, like, smells worse, too, than my right one. I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if there's something wrong with me, or if just, like, I don't know how that works. It doesn't make sense to me. But that's what I've...
Have you Googled? Like, looked it up?
No, because if I try to Google it, I'll convince myself I have cancer. It all leads to me dying.
Okay, so just leave the cancer out of it and look it up. I'm sure that's a normal thing.
Maybe. Are you okay over there? You have the hiccups?
I have the hiccups.
That's good. It's perfect. Yeah, so I don't know. So I'll look it up eventually. Or I won't. Who knows? But I thought it was weird, because I've been very cognizant about it recently.
When did it start?
Maybe forever. I don't know. I just noticed it now.
Come
though.
Come on.
I just noticed it recently. I don't know how long it's been going on. Could it be forever?
What made you notice it?
Because my, like, what was it? Because, what, like, one day I did something, and, like, I was like, did I put deodorant on? And I couldn't remember, so, like, I smelled my armpit to see if it was gross, and I smelled this one, and I smelled this one, and my left one smelled like shit, and my right one didn't smell like anything. So that, I was like, what the hell? I'm like, what is going on? Why is there just weird, like, pH imbalance in my body that's causing this one to, like, be, like, Niagara Falls, and this one is the Sahara Desert, and I don't understand it, so.
Okay, is that the only thing that happened?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can remember. So now I'm just, now I've been cognizant of it, though, and I'm like, this one's a little bit, this one's sweatier than that one. So now it's, now I notice it all the time.
Well, it's, oh God, these fucking hiccups.
Did I scare
it's
you?
It's not.
Ah. Didn't work.
It's not. God
this
damn
it. This is awesome. This is incredible.
It's not, like, that crazy to think that, like, one armpit. I mean, they're just glands. They're just glands.
They are. I know. But it's just weird to me, like, one's, like, way more active than the other one.
Yeah, but I mean, should it be that surprising?
It's just a weird observation. I don't know. So now, any listeners, let me know if you have a weird armpit or if you sweat equally. This is great. This is great.
I want you to look it up.
I'm not going to look it up now, but I will eventually.
Okay.
I'll report back on the next episode.
Okay.
A little cliffhanger.
Great.
A little teaser. Yeah, that's it. Nothing. I'm just trying not to be fat. So, my life is boring.
I get you, boy. All right.
I'm gonna die. This is hilarious.
We've got two emails that we want to get to. One is a reply. And Hunter, I don't think that I should.
You should
read the email.
You should try to do whatever you can to get rid of those.
So you should read the one that's the reply.
I will.
And not.
And then hopefully by that time you, this is done.
I'm gonna try to hold my breath.
I'm gonna try to scare you somehow while we're doing this. Okay. We have title of the email: extensive follow up. Hey, Judgmental Pod. First off, fuck you both for reading the autocorrect for my last email verbatim.
We have no idea what you're talking about, by the way.
I do. Her email was, the title was kind of weird. There was, like, a weird sentence in it. And I, like, I kind of emphasized it, but it was a subtle emphasis.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Lindsay, regarding whether your judgment of your ex's yoga skills is normal, I think negative judgments would be and probably are a common response to the sight of an ex-lover's new lover. But I don't think this is an inherently human reaction. I think it has been accepted and encouraged by our community of women, for women where we live, and of our generation to express negativity regarding other women, especially those who trying to get the dicks we once had and hold so dear. However, I think this is a behavior which we all can and should change, myself included. Next, whomever wrote that first email was a sociopath. Also, I have a new question. What do you think about people who fervently believe that the earth is flat? Thanks a million.
All right. Hopefully I can get through this.
Hopefully.
I completely agree with everything that she said about my judgment of my ex's new girlfriend. I think that it is... This is so fucked up that I'm saying this while I am
hiccuping.
I can't stop.
I think this is karma for you making me open my drink before the episode, because you're like, you're gonna, it's so loud. Now all of a sudden you have the hiccups.
And my tried and true method is not working.
Holding your breath.
But I agree with our writer she is correct in every way. And yeah, I can do better. I also agree that our first email from the last podcast was a sociopath. No one can deny.
I can deny. He's not a sociopath.
Well, it sounded like it was.
Yeah. The email was sociopathic.
After the person we've been talking about tonight off the air.
No, not a sociopath.
Okay.
Sociopathic email.
As to what I believe about people that believe that the earth is flat, I've got a lot to say, but Hunter, maybe you should start.
Oh yeah? Why would that be? You sound like a drunken sailor over there.
My diaphragm is in spasm right now.
What do I think about people who fervently believe that the earth is flat? I think they're idiots. There's so much evidence out there that it's not, but they find these little niches of things that they're like, well, that obviously has to be because of this. But what's crazy is, like, most of these people also, like, they still believe, like, most of the things that we believe.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing I don't get is, like, if these people just had outrageous ideas about everything, it would make sense. But usually they're pretty normal for the most part. But then they're like, but obviously the earth is flat. Like, that's what I don't get is, like, this lapse of, I don't know, just judgment in one thing. For no reason. So, yeah, no, they're idiots. Like, it doesn't make sense that the earth would be flat. It just doesn't. It doesn't make sense at all. So, I don't understand. Like, yeah, as a logical person, I don't get it.
There are... okay. My only, like... Obviously, I agree with everything that you're saying. Uh-oh,
Lindsay's a flat earther.
No. But... the anecdotal shit that I have to talk about comes from Instagram. Oh, and
yeah. I've been down this rabbit hole with you.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best rabbit hole. People that, or, you know, just accounts that are all about flat earth. It's mind-blowing. I remember once seeing... a post on some... I'm so sorry about the hiccups, guys, but I can't control it, so I think I'm just going to let them flow freely from now on. A dude who made, like, this comparison chart, and on the one side it was round earth, and on the other side it was flat earth. And it was like, on the flat earth, there's no taxes, no war, and the no taxes thing is what, like, really got to me and blew my mind, because why with the flat earth? Does that equal no taxes?
Obviously, we're being taxed for the curve of the earth. That's obviously why.
I just don't get the connection. And
was this like a real post? Was yes. He like, is this like a serious?
So a like flat earther's post.
But is then he so then admitting?
Is that real?
So is then he then admitting that the earth isn't flat because there are taxes?
No. He's... was saying, like, if we recognize the fact that we live on a flat earth,
okay,
it will lead to no taxes.
I would love to hear his reasoning, but there's just...
Flat Earth Instagram is... it's a party. It's a party in itself.
Oh, I know. We've been down this, and then that led to, like, celebrity Instagram, where they, like, eat children's... what is it? They... What is that? They're,
I don't know what you're talking about.
You do. We went down a rabbit hole one time.
Celebrities where, like, that eat what?
It was like Jerry Seinfeld, like, ate babies' brains or something. Do you remember that? Yes, you do. It led us to, like, this, and that's how they, like, stay young. Like, it was some... Like, I don't know where we went, but, like, it was, like, they eat some fluid off the baby's brain, off of, like, aborted fetuses, and that's how all celebrities stay young and, like, healthy.
Stem cell.
No, but it was, like, there was a word, it was, like, some weird word that I, like, had never heard before in my life, but, yeah, it led down this crazy path, but, yeah, flat earthers, like, I don't, there's just so much, yeah, that's, it's usually, like, they believe in, like, one thing, and then they're just, like, oh, yeah, I'm also, like, you know, a normal, upstanding citizen.
Well, and then you look at, like, other posts, which I guess, like, looking on Instagram for a flat earth, like, scientific approach, that's probably a poor idea. But they're, like, when they try to do it scientifically, their ideas are so... like, elementary, like a child's brain trying to make sense of math.
Well, it's like,
and it's like, so look at, obvious.
It's like, look over the horizon. They're like, why can't you see all the way? Like,
I know.
It's exactly. Like, it just drops off. So obviously, I was like, no, it's
like,
a curve.
How far can your stupid little eyes see?
There was a,
I have the hiccups right now and I can tell you that your dumb little fucking eyes can't see that far.
Even if, yeah.
You know how big the earth is? If you could see a curve, we'd all be in big trouble.
Yeah. And also, there was, like, a documentary on Netflix where they, like, tried to, like, prove the earth was flat. And in one of their tests they did...
What is it called?
I don't know. I don't remember. If anybody knows, email us. But, like, in one of their tests they were doing... They were like, okay, since the earth is flat, like, it'll have, like, this amount of something. Like, it was something. They were, like, looking at a line of something.
This is great, Hunter. This is really informative.
I'm not trying to be informative. What I'm saying is, they did the test, and in their test, their hypothesis to where it would be flat was, like, they got proven wrong live on, like, on the documentary. Like, basically, what they're saying, they're like, well, if the earth was curved, it would have this, we'll get this number. That's the number they got. Like, basically. So then they were like, oh, it's an anomaly. Like, this is, we must have set this up wrong. Like, they start, like, already, like, backpedaling on it. So, yeah, I don't know what it's called. So, if anybody knows.
The whole, my biggest question is, if the Earth was flat, and we are pretending that it's round, who benefits from that situation?
Of the earth being flat or round, or faking being round.
Exactly. What is there to gain?
There isn't anything.
I know. There's nothing. A comedian that I just watched, and it's kind of like an older set, and I don't remember what his name was, but he does something on it, and he's like, you keep trying to scare me, Hunter, and I wish that it would work.
I know, it's not.
I've been doing all of my tricks.
I was going to really punch you in the stomach. Should I punch you in the stomach?
I think that you should murder me.
Okay. What if you died and you were still hookupping? Just like your dead corpse, just like...
Well, at least I wouldn't be aware of it anymore.
That's my biggest fear every time I get the hiccups when I'm drunk is that I'm going to have them forever. It's a real, like...
I'm not even drunk.
No, I'm just saying when I do get drunk and I do get the hiccups... I convince myself every time that I'm going to have them forever. It's, like, my biggest fear in the world.
I've had, like, one drink. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
Whatever. I saw this one comedian. And okay. He was telling a story, and he was like, what is the point of, like, the flat earth phenomenon? Like, who is to benefit from a round earth? And he was giving, like, this dialogue between two people being like, hey, if we can get people to believe the earth is flat, like, or that the earth is round. And he was, like, making, like, the money sign and is, like, rubbing his fingers back and forth, like,
Like, maybe, like, if, yeah, I don't know. But, or, like, also, like, what if flat earthers benefit from, like, the earth being, like, do they think if they can prove the earth is flat, that, like, it'll prove other conspiracy theories? Like, is that, like, what's the reasoning behind, like, them being so fervently for it?
It's because when they look outside, everything looks flat. I'm serious.
That's why.
It's like, I believe my eyes. I believe my big, dumb eyes. Yes.
That's dumb. Yeah, they're dumb. They're idiots. That's what I think they're the dumbest people on Earth.
Every pilot and every ship's captain would have to be in on this flat Earth conspiracy.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
It's stupid. They're dumb. So that's what we feel. They're fucking idiots. All right,
girl. So that's what we think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we think. They're idiots.
And also, I appreciate your previous statement, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. And I will try to do better.
Yes. And as the resident feminist of the podcast, I agree. Whatever. You guys should build each other up, not tear each other down.
Okay, Hunter. You have to read this next email because...
Are you sure? I really love you talking right now. It's really funny.
I don't.
All right, I'll read it. Which one are we doing? This one? That long one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Help! I'm a pitiful person who needs advice from a podcast because I can't solve my own dilemmas. Well, girl, you've come to this right place. Let's fucking go! Hi, Judgmental Pod. I need some advice on an issue that's plagued me my whole existence. I am a 33-year-old woman who dates men and have always been known as staunchly confident. I was a confident child and confident teen and now a confident spinster. Lately, I've been taking note of the men who approach me as a potential mate versus those who do not. In said note, I've identified that the men who hit on me usually end up being loud, attractive, pretty boys with nothing to lose. These types have a fear of intimacy, lots of baggage, low self-esteem, abusive tendencies, and like to fight in bars. The men that don't hit on me, of course the ones that I find attractive, are intimidated by me, judgmental, also struggle with low self-esteem, and always accuse me of flirting with other men. I'm stuck, and I find myself asking, why even date now? This revelation has caused me to resort to Fundamentals Moron dating sites, where I hope to find an LDS man with several wives who I'll only have to engage with 1 to 2 times a week.
LDS being Latter-day Saints, for anyone who's wondering.
During that time, I will birth a basketball team of children and bask in the hope that because he's married to enough women, that he'll be able to pull his dick out from between his legs and actually love me effortlessly. Got any other ideas? Sincerely, Confident Connie, a.k.a. that big-ass bitch. Nope. Well.
Don't worry about
it. Yeah, no. Okay. So, a lot there.
My first thought is that you should never have to convert to another religion in order to meet a man or to be with a man.
No. Should not.
Especially if it's not love.
No. No, if you're... Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're... You might be okay with being a spinster right now, so don't... Yeah, don't become Buddhist to fuck.
That is what it sounds like, yeah. Right?
You sound okay with it.
Yeah.
Is what I got from that. You're kind of looking for a reason almost not to date, is what it sounded like
to me. Yes. Yes, Hunter. You are dead on there.
Yeah. So then don't. Just fuck around. Who cares? Don't look for anything long term. You don't need to. You don't need a man.
You don't.
I don't need a man.
You don't need to birth that basketball team of children.
Unless that's what you want. But it doesn't sound like that's what you're looking for. It looks like that's all that you see right now. So don't do that. Especially
someone
if you're white.
Who is right for you will be able to handle all of your staunch confidence.
Yes. But looking at, okay, so the guys that are attracted to you. Do you like, okay, so you listed off these things, loud, attractive, pretty boys with nothing to lose. Is that what you kind of are, the female version of that, or is that...
Mm. She is loud.
Okay.
She is confident.
Okay.
I'm not sure that she believes she has nothing to lose, but she's at least two out of three of those things.
Yes. So you're attracting, like, I mean, yes, it's, you're attracting kind of what you're putting out.
Hmm.
That's what I see it as, is like, yeah, because if you're looking for a more reserved guy, they're not going to be the one that's going to, you know, like, come up to you. Like, that's just not how they work. Like, that's something where in that situation where that's what you're looking for, you might have to make the first step there. Take the first, go talk to them if you see something, somebody you want to talk to. Hmm. Guys love when girls come and talk to them.
Really? Do they?
Yes, they do. It's happened to me, like, really? Once in my life, so it was the greatest day of my life.
Tell us more about that. Why do they like that?
Because I think, like, just as in our society, like, it's kind of expected that the guy always has to, like, go get the girl.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just nice when, you know, you feel like you're the wanted one instead of, like, having to go out there all the time and, like, just face rejection. Like, it's nice mm-hmm. to have it come to you and you're given the choice at that point. Like, it's tough to, like, just, you know, constantly go out there knowing, like, man, this probably isn't going to work, but we're going to do it anyways because that's kind of what is expected to happen. So, yeah, when a girl comes up to you, it's like, whoa. Like, it throws you off a little bit, but it's nice to know that, you know, you're wanted without having to put in work, because that's, girls always kind of get that feeling from, you know, I would say most situations, men are coming up to women, they know they're wanted in that moment. At least, you know, for in some capacity. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's nice. It's a nice feeling. Like, even if you're in a relationship and, like, you're just out and, like, somebody comes up and talks to you, like, it's still a good feeling just to, like, know, like, someone's interested in you, right?
I've never actually really thought about that before, but that makes
everybody sense. Wants to be known that, like, they're wanted or, you know, somebody's thinking about them in some capacity. Like, it's nice sometimes to, like, be approached. And so go do that. Like, just try it. Like, what's going to happen?
A great idea.
So, like, say, like, you probably reject a lot of guys. You might get rejected. It sucks. Whatever. But just, move on and live your spinster life. You seem like you're doing fine. You don't seem, like, upset about the fact that you, I don't know, can't find someone. It seemed kind of more of a, you're just like, there's nothing out here. Yeah, it'll come to you when it comes to you.
So, the other thing that she was saying was that men also oftentimes have their, like, I think she said their dick between their legs when they're dealing with her. So it's like how to find that in between of a loud, pretty boy with nothing to lose and then, like, a fucking pussy bitch. Like, how do you suss that out as that type of a character?
Well, I think what she's saying is, like, the loud, pretty boys and, like, the ones nothing lose are the ones that, like, approach her, right? So,
yeah,
that's not necessarily who they are anyways, I think. Like, if you're just going off initial reaction, I mean, as a guy, like, yeah, like, I know, like, you try different things to get girls to talk to you. If something doesn't work, you try a different thing.
Well, she also said that they like to fight in bars.
Yes. So, I know this is a very specific thing, but...
No, I'm guessing that this is something that happens with multiple people. So it's like
a
clashing of personalities.
Yeah. Don't talk to guys in affliction tees. That's a start. That's your first problem. I don't know. I mean, and a lot of times, like, even those guys, they're doing it because they think, like, it's, I don't know. I mean, you're 33, though. So if they're 33 and fighting in bars, no. But if they're, like, mid-20s and fighting in bars, like, whatever. They'll grow out of it eventually.
Don't get involved with an incel.
Well, they're not at bars, so.
True.
Yeah.
Don't go online and meet anybody.
Ever. Just don't talk to anybody ever again. That's my advice. You can't be let down if you never date anybody. So just keep being a spinster, and it's great. Yeah.
I really like your advice, though, Hunter, about not... And she didn't say that she doesn't approach men on her own, but I like the idea of if you see someone that you're interested in, take the initiative and go out and put yourself forward, take the first step, because that makes more sense, like being proactive as opposed to waiting for something to come to you because maybe you have better intuition and better taste about what you would be interested in as opposed to waiting for what the universe fucking trash throws in your face.
Yeah, because, like, you know, that's obviously approaching a girl is a, I mean, it's regardless, it's always, there's always like a little bit of anxiety there before you do it. So the people that
and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, I think the people that are like do it a lot and like they're, you know, they go do it on a consistent basis, they're going to be the more brash out there person because that's just, they're more comfortable like that. So, like, yeah, if you're more like a reserved guy or something like that, like you're not necessarily going to go out there and just like talk to, just like hit on random girls at the bar. Like it's just, it's not like you. So like if she's not approaching people, like, you know, there's the guy that she may be interested in is probably thinking the same thing. He doesn't want to go just approach random girls at a bar. Like, it's, yeah. So, like, and even if it doesn't work for you, it's kind of nice, I think, to put yourself, like, in the guy's shoes to kind of understand, like, that dynamic of how to approach someone and, like,
and maybe feel a little rejection.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. I love being rejected. It's a great feeling. But, no, it's, but it is nice to, I think, kind of get that perspective of, you know, as a, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like guys have it hard, but like when it comes to dating, like I think just so societal norms kind of put a lot on their plate to make things, to start things.
Absolutely.
So like as a woman, like I don't think it hurts you to kind of step into that role and be the aggressor in the situation and talk to someone.
Agreed.
So do that. If you're looking for a different type of guy, you have to take a different type of approach instead of kind of waiting for them to come to you. Go find them.
I like that.
Yeah.
I do. I like that.
So yeah, there's that. Anything else to add to that?
No, I don't think so. But I think this writer sent a follow-up email.
She did. Hey, you stopped hiccuping.
I did a while ago.
Good job by you. I have another question. I'm a retired dancer. Should I be a stripper? Asking Hunter. Sure. Why not?
I will say that I have had fantasies about doing the same myself.
Yes.
I love wigs. I think they're fun. And I think that I could do it real well. Not that I would want to be one of those strippers that, like, takes everything off, but, like, a go-go dancer for sure.
Okay.
Oh, man. I would eat that shit up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that I would eventually despise it, but how could I despise it more than what I do now, which is touch naked people all the time?
Yeah. And
at least I would be able to express myself more.
Exactly.
Dance more poppy music.
Instead of like ocean sounds and orca whales in the background or whatever you listen to.
Random seagulls. There's a song, literally, that is so calm the entire time, and then at one point it goes,
Do you, like, jump every time? I jump every time.
Yes! It's awful.
But yes, I mean, depending on what you do, sure, why not? Who cares? Try it. I'm pro-sex work.
Of course you are.
No, I mean, I don't even mean that as like a, oh yeah, I'm
pro-sex
work.
Oldest profession in the world.
Oh yeah, You should be a prostitute.
I was in Atlantic City once, and I was at a casino bar, and it was like a go-go bar, and one of the girls, I was like, that's a ballerina.
You can tell.
I was with Michael at the time, and I was like, that's a fucking ballerina, and he was like, well, you should say something to her, and he was like, give her a tip and talk to her, and I did. And I was like, are you a ballerina? And she's like, yeah, I am. I dance in like some other show around here. I was like, I could fucking tell.
Yeah. And if you are a former dancer, like, yes, you probably would be really good at it.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Most girls that do it. I mean, I'm not going to speak on that, but I'm sure most of them don't have like a ballet background. I mean, I don't know what kind of dancing you did, but we'll say ballet. Modern. Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, she has no tatas.
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. No. There's guys like everything. They don't care.
She does have a badunk, though.
Yeah. There we go. There's a bunch of people that's all they care about. So I've been to a few strip clubs, and I can say that there are girls of all shapes and sizes. In fact, somebody throws money at them. So, yeah.
All right, writer.
Yeah.
Let's get into this together.
Yeah, go do it. The strip club scene in Chicago is not very good either, so...
Neither. It's not very good, neither.
Yeah, it's not very good, neither. Neither here nor there. It's not very good. It's not very good, period. It's bad, so...
Why? That doesn't make sense.
It's weird.
It's a big city. What do you mean?
It's not a good scene.
Why do you think that?
It's just not.
Tell me why. Are there bullet holes in their bodies? Like, no. What do you mean?
There's just like, I mean, I don't know. Anything I say is going to make me sound very creepy.
Give me it.
No, I just think like.
Give it to me, baby.
It's just Chicago is known as not having a good strip club scene for like a big city.
Tell me why.
Just quality. There's no like big, like well-known like strip club. There's not very much talent that does it here. There's like other cities that are like known for their strip clubs, and Chicago is not one of them.
So you're telling me there's a market?
That's what I'm saying. You could get in and you could make an impact in it. That's what I said before. It's pretty low barrier for entry.
But I still find it hard to believe that there aren't good strip clubs in Chicago.
There's not.
It's a gigantic city. It's a dance city. So what is going on?
I don't know why. I don't have a reason why. It's known for having a very subpar strip club scene as opposed to most major cities. Why are you looking at me?
I'm
going to
look this up.
Look it up.
Later. I need to get more information because you're being very reticent with me.
I'm not.
About it.
I don't know why.
I think you know more than what you're telling me.
I do not. I don't. I don't know more. I don't know anything. I'm just saying what it's known for.
No, you don't know anything.
I don't. I really don't. I'm saying I've been to... Actually, the place I've gone to the strip clubs... strip clubs the most is St. Louis... I don't know why. That's just where I always end up going to strip clubs.
That sounds gross.
You would think. They're not even in St. Louis. They're in southwestern Illinois, by East St. Louis.
Yeah.
Awesome strip clubs. Just awesome. No idea. That's what I mean. I don't understand why Chicago strip clubs suck. And Sauget, Illinois has three awesome strip clubs.
There will be a weird documentary made about why are Chicago strip clubs bad? Because there's some kind of weird socioeconomic thing happening.
Yeah.
That causes that.
I'm sure. I don't know. That's why I say I don't know why, but yeah. Poor ass, East St. Louis, very good ones. And it just doesn't make any sense. Actually, you couldn't name any strip clubs anywhere. So I was going to say, can you even name any strip clubs in Chicago? No.
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 I don't know.
You couldn't name any in any city, so that kind of defeats the purpose of it.
I'm sure one's called Heels.
Polecats? Heavenly Bodies?
Oh, I've heard of those.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't know where Heavenly Bodies was. Never been, but I drove by there when I was going to account the other day. I'm like, oh, this is a really shitty area. I'm like, why is there a strip club here? This is really weird.
Just a big... building that's a big box with no windows.
It is. It's a giant, and it's on the corner. It's in an industrial area. I'm like, why the hell is there a strip club here? It's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my knowledge on strip clubs. So that's all I got. But yeah, go do it, girl. Fucking shake that thing.
Yeah, get it, girl. Go to Atlantic City because they got some real nice setups.
Atlantic City,
although
Atlanta.
I feel like Atlantic City is maybe... dying.
Actually, no, this is something related to strip clubs. what's like around like big sporting events, people like travel to the cities the sporting events are at. Like they like strippers do. Like there's like a big like, yeah, like I read
to do what? To get like part-time jobs?
They come and like come to the clubs because the athletes go there and they know they're going to get like tipped well. So like a lot of people like, yeah, there are strippers that like they'll fly in, like, you know, they'll pay whatever for a flight knowing that they're going to go to the strip club and they're going to make their money back fucking tenfold. Yeah. So yeah. So actually I wonder how it was because the NBA All-Star Game was here. NBA, big time strip club guys. So I wonder if I'm gonna find an article on this. There's got to be something about this, but yeah, they'd import people because they suck here. That's all I got.
All right, me too. I'm rethinking my career decisions.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about it.
And you hit the gym.
Yeah. But yeah, email us. If anything here, if it pissed you off because I was wrong, definitely email us. judgmentalpod@gmail.com. Or if you have any other questions, also email us. We need questions. Just send us anything. We don't care. We'll answer it.
What should you eat for breakfast? We'd love to comment on it.
Yeah. I can do a diatribe off of anything. I can talk about nothing for as long as you want me to. So, yeah, send us anything.
Thank you to our two emailers.
Yeah, much appreciated. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. All right, work, 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 work. Was that your attempt at womp, 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 womp?
Yep.
Womp, womp, womp. DJ.
Yep.
That could be a pretty good DJ. That's pretty fucking good.